Dear Duffy, agent and police have arrested a couple of civilians. Last week, the leader in New Delhi, as you know, took off from Indian intelligence agency, Subhash Gandhi, who is in charge of the publicity style of Communist Party of India, elected by the special style of Delhi police from the Khadi camp slaves. Gandhi was most operative before the court, which sent him for 14 days judicial custody. The news is the voice of Tanzania. Lagos. A veteran president, Umar Yar'Adua, leaves for Saudi Arabia today on a walking visit. The statement is from President's spokesman, Begum Adeniyi, said the president Yar'Adua visited at the invitation of King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud of Saudi Arabia. The president is scheduled to hold talks with King Abdullah in the course of the visit, and he participated special guest of honor in opening with the new King Abdullah University of Science and Technology. The president will also meet with the leadership and members of the Nigerian community in Saudi Arabia before returning home on Saturday. This is the Yar'Adua's second trip to the Arab country in less than 2 months. Last month, the president visited Saudi Arabia for a medical checkup. The Muslim. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim is expected to attend the 6th session at the United Nations General Assembly in New York tomorrow. According to the Syrian news agency, the minister, heading a Syrian official delegation, is scheduled to make a statement on behalf of his country, which passes a serious task towards the latest development on the important regional and international issues. Top Syrian diplomats will hold a series of bilateral talks with a number of foreign ministers, and with the UK, Russia, Spain, Italy, Iran, Denmark, and some other countries. During the meeting, the Syrian leaders will discuss bilateral relations between Syria and both countries, topics on the General Assembly agenda, issues of common concern, as well as the latest developments in the Middle East. Moreover, Syrian Foreign Minister Malim is also going to meet with the Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Conference, OIC, and the European Union External Relations Commissioner. Kabul. Two soldiers with the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, have been killed on the International Peace Day by roadside bombing in southern Afghanistan. American spokesperson Captain Regina Dean confirmed that one of the deceased service members is from the United States. Meantime, several insurgent attacks in southern and eastern Afghanistan required ISAF personnel to assist Afghan national security forces in defensive operations to protect Afghan public from insurgent attacks. In this incident, several insurgents were killed while attacking ISAF personnel and deploying improved explosive devices. Mostly from America, Britain, and Canada, they have been deployed in arms to southern Afghanistan, combating Taliban led insurgents there. Jerusalem. Israeli defense forces have shot and killed some Israeli Arabs who attempted to break through the West Bank checkpoint. According to the Israeli army, the men from East Jerusalem attempted to run over Israeli soldiers at the Beitar checkpoint in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. The North Coast rendezvous and fired security checks actually went towards the soldiers and drove through the crossing. Soldiers searched the area for the vehicles and finally identified it in a nearby gas station. They directed the driver to take the vehicle, but he did not abide by their calls and instead attempted to run them over. Colombo. Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa has slammed the island's opposition parties as being part of an international conspiracy to undermine his government. Released from the president's office, quoted Rajapaksa, told the gathering of capital of political activists that the opposition parties must realize that it will ought to be a country for them to engage in politics. The Chinese government should not allow the opposition activists to get rid of the achievement of his military completely crushing Tamil Tiger rebels and informed the island of 10 million people. And the factor and the friend of his victory in a rebel outfit is thought to be complimenting the policy of the top presidential election in the early 1st of 2010, 2 years before the changes. all the evidence for story is once again Zambian health authorities. Well, the school in the entire district in Papagoa de Bobby, after reporting the drastic increase in city saturation suspected in H1 and N1-2. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that Iran demanded the foreign troops to leave the region. Nigerian President Omar Musa Yar'Adua left for Saudi Arabia today on a walking vehicle. And the Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim is expected to attend the 6th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York tomorrow. That's all the news the Voice of Time demands on the news tonight. Thank you so much for listening. The second session will be switched into Kasangli.